Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Ruth and Flora.
Hello.
Flora's the guide dog.
Hello, Ruth.
And we have Chris, and they're all from Sight for White.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Ruth.
Good afternoon, Ruth. Sorry. I was going to say good afternoon, Flora. I'm thinking, I'm not going to get any response.
Oh, she's got up to look at you.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Yes, you are gorgeous and you know it, don't you? Yeah. Right. But what, you're going to talk about some stuff from Sight for White this afternoon.
Yeah, this is our first 2020 visit here, I believe, mm-hmm. actually. So, thank you for having us back this year. So we've got some good things going on. We're still things. There are some work in progress.
Yes.
But I would like to touch on our murder mystery.
Murder mystery. Okay. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yes.
So, thank you, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
That's my entire contribution to this part. Sorry.
I think you just volunteered to be the court.
Look, leave my makeup tips out of this. All right. It's not my fault.
We did our very first murder mystery last October at Millbrook House,
mm-hmm.
which we called Murder at Millbrook House, strangely enough.
That
is a surprise. It's
catchy,
yeah.
isn't it?
Catchy, yeah.
But due to the popularity, we are doing it again this year, but we're going bigger.
Okay.
We are going to be at the Isle of Wight College restaurant.
So it's going to be Murder at the College?
Murder at the... Yes, yes. So
Murder at the College.
Quick thinking.
No sound effect then. You didn't get the
I was just thinking because... We've got someone who has a distinct French accent now. You could have Hercule Poirot. I know he's Belgian. But Emmanuel up there's got a distinct French accent when he speaks.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, absolutely. So our murder mystery is going to be on Friday the 22nd of May.
Ooh. All right, okay.
So 6:30. It is a ticketed event only. So if you are interested, you must get in touch with us at Millbrook House.
Right.
You can give us a call on 5 2205. You can email me on fundraising@iwsb.org.uk. Mm-hmm. So tickets are limited. So if you're interested, get in quick.
How much?
They are £18,
right.
which includes a delicious hot meal and a light dessert.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes, so... Ooh.
Are you in the cast this time?
I am in the cast again
you're
this year. Yes.
Last time, yeah.
When you said delicious hot meal, Flora just went, oh, look.
Yes. Someone
but
mentioned
we're not cooking
food.
The dog.
No. Yes, so delicious
no, we had a cracking cast, didn't we, last time?
We did,
You were very good, I have to say.
It was just such a good evening, a good vibe. The actors were absolutely brilliant. All done for free, and we raised some money, which was good.
And because the restaurant is completely accessible, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And so it's a good space as well.
It's a nice space. Yes,
yeah. You know it only too well from your quizzes.
It's a nice open space, and
the food is wonderful.
The food is very very good indeed.
Yes.
Yes, so just give us those dates again and how to get hold of the tickets, and then we'll have a bit of music and come back and talk about some of the other stuff.
Okay, it's Friday the 22nd of May, 6:30 start. If you're interested, you can call me on 5 2205
mm-hmm.
or email me fundraising@iwsb.org.uk, and tickets are £18.
And but you must have a ticket.
Yes, we're going.
We are going.
We're on the spreadsheet, apparently.
You are, yeah, you're on the spreadsheet.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know.
The spreadsheet.
Anyway, I'd have time to talk about some other bits and pieces coming up with Sight for White.
Yeah, well, usually it's me just waffling on, isn't it? But I brought a colleague, trustee, volunteer, and
friend.
I was saving the best till last.
Okay,
Ruth.
Sorry.
Ruth is a mine of information about different things going on at Sight for White. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were going to have a brief chat about our low vision day we've got coming up, the talking news, and also the My Guide training. So, Ruth, what would you like to start off with there?
Well, shall I start with My Guide?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually trustee at Sight for White, and I have been there forever. I've been in contact with the Sight Flora. I told you to theatrically yawn as soon as I started, didn't I? Now, the My Guide is something I'm quite passionate about. Obviously, I've got Flora, who's sort of the Rolls Royce of mobility aids. But obviously, dogs aren't suitable for everybody. You've got the option of a long cane or a guide cane, the white sticks you see people out with.
Oh, right, yeah.
Absolutely.
Or a Chris Kane.
Or a Chris Cane. Or a Michael Cane, even.
Not a lot of people know that.
which are a brilliant alternative. And I would say if you do want to increase your mobility, give us a ring at Millbrook and we can sort of give you information for the lovely Kate Attrell, who does the mobility training on the island. But the other option that guide dogs do, it's provided by guide dogs but sort of facilitated by us at Sight for White, is something called My Guide. And rather than giving you a dog, they don't give you a person, but they pair you up with a person.
All right.
You don't have your own person in the box.
I keep them in the cupboard and get them out when you want to go shopping. No. And it's just a scheme whereby it just helps you to increase your confidence. Yeah. So a scenario I come across a lot is somebody's been diagnosed with a various eye condition.
Yeah.
They're finding that driving's getting more and more difficult, or they've been told they've got to stop driving.
Yeah.
But they haven't used a bus for 40 years. The last time they used a bus was when they went to school. And it's a really big, really big thing to get out there and do that for the first time.
Absolutely.
So what we would do is pair them up with a My Guide volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the first sort of 2-3 journeys, you do the whole lot together.
Build
so
your confidence.
Yeah. Find the bus, get on it and that. And then you slowly withdraw that support till you're confident doing it on your own.
Okay. Put them back in the cupboard.
It might be something like gardening. You might really love gardening, but you're really struggling. So we'd find a volunteer who also enjoys gardening, and they come and take you to the garden centre, help you put your plants in, and just support you.
Yeah.
It's a really good sort of thing for visually impaired people, but it's also brilliant for volunteers. And I'm here out for a shout out for volunteers as well. If anyone can spare as little as 2 hours a week, even every other week, it's a really nice opportunity to sort of get out and about. We pair you up with somebody who's got similar interests. It's a half a day training. There are two lots of half-day trainings in Newport, so it's not onerous and it's not rocket science. It's just making sure you know what
it's common
doing.
Sense.
Yeah, it is.
It would suit somebody perhaps a bit older who's got time on their hands.
Yeah, definitely.
They'd like to get out and meet a few new people. And
I mean,
like
the person we pair you with might be at the end of your road for all you know. Until we get sort of people in, but it's a really good volunteering opportunity.
It could be
a
young mum or dad whose kids have now started school and they've got a few hours or whatever.
Yeah, and they say we it might be. You want to go fishing, it could be anything, whatever your hobby may be.
Fishing.
We could pair you up with somebody else who would like to do it and just, whatever. So
they've got to bring their own boat.
Yes.
they can contact you at Millbrook House. Yes. What was the number again?
It is 522205.
522205. My guide. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
And any aid to help you become more independent when you've lost your sight always requires some training, doesn't it? You can't just... Here's a guide dog, off you go.
No, I did think that was what was going to happen. I did think I'd get like a dog in a box and off I'd trot. But it was 12 weeks of training and it was really hard work.
Was it?
And it's ongoing. You have to stay on top of them, literally. But you can make sure they carry on with their sort of ongoing training.
I mean, even a long cane and that, that all needs training, doesn't it?
A guide cane, which is hip height, you probably only need an hour or so with Kate just to show you the bare basics. But long cane's a little bit more complicated. But it's once you've got one, it's done enough. I was a reluctant cane user and I wouldn't have one for probably a good 10 years, even though I needed one. And the moment I got my first one, I can't believe how difficult I'd made my life not having one.
Yeah.
I was forever kicking people's children and treading on their dogs and things. And everyone was tutting at me.
You've got your own dog to tread on now.
Yeah. But with a long cane, you can just crack them across the ankle, can't
you? No, but it's just people just get out of your way. I'm waving my hands about. People just get out of your way. And
they do generally.
It's
so really seen it,
People are so helpful when they know what the problem is. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We've still got our guests in from Sight for White.
We have.
Chris, you were going to talk about the low vision exhibition.
Yeah, just very briefly, because I know we are running out of time. But we are hosting a low vision exhibition on Saturday, the 21st of March. It's 10:30 until 2:30. And it's at the New Close Cricket Ground.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice venue.
It's a lovely venue. Yeah,
nice
really, really lovely venue. Yeah, plenty of free parking. There will be refreshments available to purchase. We are also organising a shuttle minibus available from the Newport bus station.
All right.
Okay. So there is a bus that actually stops outside.
So we'll be sort of getting involved with that. But if you want to book or if you want more information or book a space, give us a call on our usual number, 522205.
So this is for people or people who know people who have got low vision?
Yeah, and so we've got a lot of exhibitors coming from the mainland who will be basically displaying some of their latest equipment. Is that right, Ruth?
It is. And there's other organisations there. I think the RNIB are there.
Yep.
The Macular Society is... Well, I'm there doing the Macular
You're
Society,
there.
So
yes.
They'll be there.
So, come along if you'd like to find out more about that.
Okay.
And we just wanted to chat a little bit about one of the services that we provide that we don't really give enough publicity about, and that's our Talking News service.
Yes. Okay.
So Ruth is going to basically give us a brief overview about what it is and what we do.
Basically, on a Friday morning about 7:30, we have a group of lovely volunteers come in who then cut the county press up, and then another group read it. It's all edited and it's out in that day's post on a memory stick. It's free service. We also provide on permanent loan the players for them. It's the memory stick sort of plops in the top and you just twist the knob and off you go. And then the next week you just put your stick back in, turn the label over, send it back, and it's backwards and forwards. It's free service. It's articles for the blind, so there's no cost at all. Mm-hmm. And I say it's an abridged version of the county press. There's also things like what's going on at Sight for White, and also we have scaffolding news. So it'll let you know, that's the highlight. It is quite useful because it will let you know what's in the high street.
That's a good idea.
I knew where you were going with that.
As amusing as it is, it is quite good. And we also have on there, In Touch is added on. That's the BBC programme with Pay and Peter White, which is for blind, visually impaired people.
Oh, yes, I know.
So that's the podcast that is stuck on each week as well. And it's really, really good. I mean, I think the County Press just helps you stay in touch with your local community. And when you suddenly can't read print, you do feel a little bit sort of left out. And I think it's a really good service. We've got lovely volunteers that come in and just would like to get our membership up a little bit.
Yes.
We've got about 2 hours worth of news pretty much each week.
Yeah.
So,
And generally when Chris has been in, I try and get the edited version of this interview off so that you include that as
we
well.
We put that on, yes. Thank you for that, Kelvin.
No problem at all. That's good. So if you are sight impaired and you'd like to keep in touch, these services are available to you. Just contact Sight for White.
And they're only just up the road in Carisbrook.
Just up the road in Carisbrook, yes. But what's the number again?
522205.
522205, you ring them up and they answer very politely and say, how can I help you?
We do.
And they will help you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having
us. Will you come back again?
Yes.
Good. We'd love to see you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.